The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us early, bright and early this morning. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us every Sunday at 6 a.m. right here on WHUD 100.7. Hopefully by now you got the eggs going, toast going, I don't know, coffee, tea, all these things brewing to start your Sunday morning. So glad you're starting with us. And today's topic of GPS for Your Finances, the ABCs of retirement plans. We have Cameron Bigg of Mahoney Asset Management, Vice President of Investments, 19 years in the business. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Ken?
Yeah, we're all doing fine, and we're anxious to hear some of these ABCs retirement plans, because it seems like, you know, over the years, employers have pushed it to employees to kind of do their own retirement. And here's a plan, go knock yourself out. So,
right, exactly.
So for a lot of people that are tuning in this morning, if they don't have a pension, they know what we're talking about, either 401ks or 403bs. But let's go through the different types of plans out there, you know, that retirement plans are out there for the typical employee.
Okay. Well, you have your 401k, which is mainly offered by for-profit companies. You have your 403b, which is for non-for-profit, and you have 457 plan, which is mostly government or state issued. And we have non-qualified, which could be either a traditional IRA, Roth IRAs, but there are options out there for people.
Right. So let's go through that, because I know you work with a lot of retirement plans in the Hudson Valley area. So we say the types of plans are qualified, which are 401ks, typically a for-profit company. A 403b, as you mentioned, could be like a municipality, a school district, something not-for-profit. But so now you start a new company, and now you have a bunch of paper in front of you. Where does one begin to figure out what percent they should put away, or even right now, if they're already enrolled and have a 401k, 403b, what's the right percentage that someone should put away?
Well, what you actually want to inquire is whether your company is actually matching. And you want to, at least at the bare minimum, meet your company's match. You do not want to throw away the free money that is offered to you. It should not be wasted. So at the bare minimum, most companies contribute anywhere between 1% to 5%. And right now, I'm dealing with a company that's actually contributing that matches up to 3%. So if they do give you a specific number, you should at least meet that percentage.
Right. So a company says, okay, we'll match 3%. You better put 3% in, because you basically doubled your money. Am I doing the math right on that? Or
you're pretty much doubling your money. You do not want to give that away. If they're going to give you 3%, say based on a $30,000 a year salary, you're looking at $900. Your contribution and coupled with their contribution, you're looking at an $1,800 contribution at the end of the year towards your 401k or future plan.
Right. So now a lot of these plans have to be pretty easy, online access and so forth. So again, getting back to someone who's already participating, you know, for their own retirement, you know, and so forth, how do they figure out, you know, where they could find savings from or cut expenses to put more money away if that's one of the desired outcomes they want?
Well, that is up to you. You actually have to budget for yourself. You have to actually see where you can actually cut some corners, the difference in your non-discretionary and your discretionary spending. Your main goal is to make sure you're maximizing your retirement accounts. If you have a couple of dollars here, if you can save at the gas pump, if you can save, not stop at the ShopRite and buy that last pack of gum, anywhere you can actually cut back and put money towards your retirement is actually key, and it works out in the long run for you.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances this morning. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We have with us someone from Mahoney Asset Management, Cameron Bibb, first Vice President of Investments, and we're covering the ABCs retirement plans. And Cameron's been in business over 19 years, I've seen quite a bit. I always think one of the best sources for retirement, you know, if you're working at a company, have a 401k, a 403b, is human resources. Do you feel like they're not used enough in this example?
Yes. The human resources department in regards to the retirement retirement planning is one that's actually overlooked. They go mostly there for issues dealing with in-house, maybe with another colleague, but you must be able to depend on your human resources department for giving you the correct information, or at least directing you in the right way towards either the representative who's handling the retirement plan for them, or at least to give you the right literature in regards to educating you on the value of investing in your 401k.
Right. Now, a lot of these companies, so you call your human resources and you may want to increase a little bit, not sure how to use it online. They'll probably walk you through and try to help you out if that's one of your goals. But as far as, you know, you think about looking down the future, using the calculators that some of these companies have, and what's your advice to that? You know, using these calculators that are out there, say, hey, gee, if I put away 5% a year for the next 20 years and so forth and so forth. You know, what do you think about those kind of calculators that are out there?
Well, using those calculators, it pretty much just gives you a projection. None of us can actually predict what the market is actually going to do. We can give you the general basis or rule of thumb, which is, you know, that or go by the market averages year to year. But the calculators are just for an estimate. We can't. The calculators aren't giving you a guaranteed amount. The calculators do not know your risk tolerance. There are other factors that are actually involved with it, but they just do give you a pretty much insight as to what you should be looking for in the next 20, 30, 40 years, or whatever your projected retirement date is.
Sure. Now, could someone be motivated by that? So let's say, you know, 35 years old, and it says, gee, if I save for the next 25 years and I put 5% in, and if I made an average of 5% on the investments cumulative, let's say, my value may be like $300,000 or $500,000. Do you think that sometimes motivates? Yeah, so tell me, walk through me that a little bit, how those projections may help motivate someone. Because sometimes putting away a little bit each, you know, each couple of weeks, so how's that? What does that mean? Why even do it? It's not going to make much of anything.
Right. Actually, just visualizing it, if you're actually seeing the potential growth, a lot of people are actually they're drawn towards what they can actually see, and it's if they can see the numbers there for themselves, especially for a 21-year-old. I mean, you're looking at age makes a huge difference, and if you're looking at the value, am interviewing a 21-year-old in regards to investing in their 401k or their 403b, whatever the case may be, when you're seeing those numbers, depositing $100 per month, what that can actually turn into over the years, just based on the average returns, you're looking at, you know, it can be anywhere upwards of $1 million, and these numbers are motivating. This actually, you're preparing for your future. These anyone within different age generations or age groups, you're actually seeing what this actually could mean to you, and some of us would never even fathom the fact that we could potentially be a millionaire in the future only because we're dealing with the now. But this can be extremely motivating to see that, hey, my money is actually has the potential to grow, and I can retire at a certain age with, you know, with millions or a few million, 100,000, whatever the case may be.
Sure. Well, if you're just tuning in, listen to GPS for Your Finances here every Sunday morning, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 844-5-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on WHUD 100.7. So listen, if you listen during the weekdays, you'll hear us give us the market report at 8:25 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. every single day. Drive time, see what's going on in the market and so forth. And I'm sure you just heard from Mike Bennett here on WHUD how you can get my book for free. Well, the book is for free this morning. The first 20 callers at 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. 0101. We think it's a perfect companion to the show, a GPS for your finances. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But again, here, the first 20 callers, you know, the early bird gets the worm this morning, we'll get that. We believe it's a perfect companion to the show. All the topics we're covering, and today we're covering the ABC's retirement plans. Most of the topics that we're covering will be covered in that book. So again, 845-371-0101. And GPS for your finances topic this week, ABC's retirement plans. Who better to do that is Cameron Bibb of Mahoney Asset Management, First Vice President of Investments, 19 years in the business, and you handle a lot of these 401ks and 403bs and so forth. You know, before the break, we were talking about being motivated by putting money away a little bit at a time and adds up to something really big down the road. Hopefully, again, we don't know how the market's going to perform and so forth, but at least motivates you to put money away. How about the moms and dads that are listening, Cameron, who kind of fight with the son and daughter to get started in retirement plans? Any advice you can give to them to try to help motivate their children to put money away into retirement accounts?
My advice to the parents is just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. What happens is that, or try to relate the difference in time. Really, what you want to do is, if you're speaking with an 18-year-old about putting money away or starting an IRA and focusing on their retirement, kids at that age can't see that far into the future. They always see, we're always into the right now.
Right.
But if you actually relate it to, you know, if you tell a high school graduate, hey, look, 4 years from now, you'll be graduating from college, and or 4 years ago, you were a freshman in high school. Look how fast that went.
Good point.
And you have to be able to relate that to something that they understand. Now they're at their 18 years old, they're starting off into a life of their own, and keep instilling to them the value of investing and preparation for the future. You've gotten this far, and sometimes we don't, you know, children, they don't like to listen, but if you can keep instilling the value of investing and letting them know that patience is key and taking the time out to do it, and they will be handsomely rewarded when they do, God willing, make it to retirement age.
Yeah, you know, and I always think about Albert Einstein, pretty bright guy, right? So he always said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. And, you know,
yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about that to our listeners and why it's important to, you know, continue to put money away to 401ks and 403bs and increase them if you can.
Yes. Well, the value of compound, like you said, the compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, and he isn't the only one who speaks on it. Our friend and oracle, Mr. Warren Buffett, actually speaks on it as well. As you continuously contribute those dollar amounts into your actual plans, and if you do have the ability to increase it, not only is your principal or your contributions growing, the interest that is on that, your current principal or your contributions, is growing as well, and it's compounding year to year. And that is the benefit, especially those who have a longer time horizon. The younger you start, the beauty of compounding kicks in earlier. And as we get older, it doesn't deteriorate, it just has less, it just decreases in actual value. But compounding is a beauty. Take full advantage of it, and the more time, the merrier.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if you're just tuning in this morning, you listen to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABC's retirement plans. We have Cameron Bibb, first vice president of investments at Mahoney Asset Management. 19 years in the business. You've seen a lot of this stuff. So since you work with a lot of employees and helping them with the 401ks and 403bs and so forth, what are some concerns that come out? What are they really fearful of or really concerned about their future?
Really, everyone is fear of the same thing. Am I going to lose my money? That is the main question that I always hear. Am I going to lose my money? What will happen I don't want to speak on it, but what happens if there is a nuclear strike or something along that lines as to where the markets are disrupted? Honestly, the only thing we know is that historically the markets have consistently rose in value, and I will actually just stick with the consistency. I'm not concerned pretty much with the negatives that have to deal with surrounding the markets and investing. I actually just go with my gut and stick it out with my experiences.
Right, and I think that's a good idea. And look, so people are worried about putting money in, and sometimes I've asked people, how can you not put money away in retirement account? Oh, I'm afraid of losing money. But there's different choices, obviously. But do you think 2008, 2009 still are investors' mind and employees' mind when they come to putting money away to retirement?
Of course it is. I deal with it on a regular basis. Everyone is still concerned about what happened in 2008 and 2009. And my job is to calm those fears. It's actually to educate my clients on the value of investing and let them know that there are going to be peaks and valleys. There's going to be hills. There's going to be, ups and lows. But a part of it is actually just sticking through. And then throughout those lows, we have to go ahead and maybe let's invest some more. Let's take advantage of the drops. And it just goes back to the old adage, buy low, sell high. We don't look at those as busts. We look at those as actually opportunities.
Right. And I guess sometimes easier said than done. You look here. I mean, it wasn't funny, but years ago they said a 401k after 2008, 2009 became a 201k. So with that. And we got, after the break, we're going to talk more about dollar cost averaging and how that works. What else comes up for clients other than obviously loss of money, but any other concerns people have when they put away for retirement plans?
If I wind up leaving my current position or current employer, can I roll the money over? What happens to it? Do I actually take distributions? Do I take withdrawals from the actual plan? What do I need to do in order to make sure that my investments stay consistent or stay whole?
Right. Of course, sometimes there's loans and those things need to be paid off or they're taxable otherwise, and there's all those type of variables. But certainly you've given us some pretty good insights so far in the ABC's retirement plans, whether it's a 401k, a for-profit company you're working at, or a 403b and so forth, where it's a not-for-profit. You've given some great tips. But we'll be right back after these messages here on A GPS for Your Finances.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances this morning. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m., you'll find us on WHUD 100.7. And if you listen to the market reports Monday through Friday, you'll hear us at 8:25 a.m. and you'll hear us at 5:15 p.m. So this is what's really kind of cool, that we not only talk to you about some big picture stuff on Sunday mornings, which today's topic is ABC for retirement plans, but throughout the week, you get to hear what's happening with the markets and our kind of take on what's happening. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett speak about my book, Life on Your Terms, and that book is going to be for free this morning for the first 20 callers. So the early bird will get the worm this morning. The phone number is 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, it sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. It's a perfect companion, I believe, to the show. All the topics that we cover every Sunday morning, kind of wrapped up in these books we make available. So the first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Be that early bird, get that worm. So today's topic, as I mentioned, was ABC for retirement plans with our own Cameron Bibb of Mahoney Asset Management, first vice president of investments, 19 years in the business, and handles a lot of retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, mostly work with. So, you know, look, we hear a lot of topics for discussion, and at some point you just get kind of, so you know, I hear dollar cost averaging so often. People say, oh, I'm dollar cost averaging in my retirement account. I'm dollar cost averaging in my 401k. But, you know, can we just break down what is the real advantage of what is dollar cost averaging, and then what are the advantages of so-called dollar cost averaging?
Well, dollar cost averaging is actually, it's an investment technique of actually just buying a fixed dollar amount of a particular investment. So if you're contributing $100 per month via your qualified plan, you are actually purchasing more shares when the prices are high. I mean, purchasing more shares when the prices are low, and you're purchasing fewer shares when the prices are high. It doesn't guarantee that you won't lose your money on the actual investments, but it's allowing you the investment over time rather than focusing on a lump sum of investment. In order to break it down, we're actually looking at the value is
is that you're not worried about the tops and the lows of the market. And that's where the value of dollar cost averaging is.
So you think it kind of smooths it out a little bit? Yeah. So like, for instance, 2008, 2009, let's say something was $10 a share and now it's $5 a share, whatever that particular fund is, you know, got cut in half. So basically, if you're putting the same amount of money in, you're getting double amount of shares, so to speak. And so when you look back and say, wow, that's pretty cool. 2008, 2009, I picked up the most amount of shares when the share price was low. But of course, that was a very yucky time. I don't think people were recognizing or understanding that
the
value of the dollar cost average. So you definitely believe and prescribe to dollar cost averaging for the investors you work with?
I do. I actually prescribe to dollar cost averaging, and because we just never know. And had those investors stuck with the dollar cost averaging in 2008, 2009, we're looking at a pretty healthy portfolio come 2017.
I guess so. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances every Sunday morning right here. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, every Sunday at 6 a.m. right here, 100.7. Today's topic, ABCs of retirement plans. This is going to be a hard one, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway because I know it depends on the person you're going to say. Disclaimer. But allocation, I mean, that's the one that I struggle with. You know, how much should be in stocks? How much should be in bond funds? How much should be in cash? And I'll throw that out to you as best as you can. And again, I know that people are listening. It ranges for a whole bunch, risk tolerance, age, and so forth. But let me throw that out there and see what you do with this one. What do you think about allocation and these retirement accounts?
Okay, well, the allocations within the retirement account, and like you said, to your point, it all depends. It depends on your risk tolerance. It depends on age. I actually like to also factor in if you have any, if you're just starting investing, depending upon where you are in your career. All of these actual factors play into asset allocation. I am a big proponent of the youth, of anyone between the age of 21 to 40, I would say, to be fully invested in equities and international, mainly low cost. I'm a fan of low cost index funds within the retirement plan.
So I'm sorry, let me just break that down for listeners. So you're thinking more like, you know, the S&P 500 fund is where you kind of okay, and you say 100%. Again, that could scare some people. Say, well, I still don't lose money, but so you're saying if you're 21 years old or 40 years old, 100% should be in stock funds, you're saying?
Should be in some type of stock fund or international, depending upon your risk. When I'm sitting with a client, I'm going to determine whether that is actually a good strategy. Some of them, it depends on how well you will sleep at night. So if 100% in equities is going to keep you up at night or have you break out in cold sweats at 3 a.m., then we need to be looking at another strategy. Everyone's risk tolerance is different, so asset allocation should also be different. But my recommendations come, and it just depends on the actual client in itself. But 21 to 40, I feel as if you should be invested in low-cost stock index funds like the S&P. You should have a little bit of diversification in international. And as we get older, those things change. So then we start changing the strategy towards a more capital preservation-based strategy, which is looking towards fixed income, a fixed income portfolio, which is more dividend and interest producing and capital preservation.
Right. So in this last minute or so, I was just kind of wondering, what other advice can you give to some people who say, okay, well, I'm putting 2% in my 401k. I know I need to do more, but how do I do that? I call human resources and just do it, but how do you find those, you know, expenses to cut? Or how do you find those extra money to put away towards retirement?
Well, you have to sit. I would actually sit down and on a piece of paper draw out your income and expenses and see on a daily basis, if you can, jot down what you're spending, what your expenditures are, so then you can actually determine how much money you have left over after when the month is over. And then we will know exactly how much more money we can allocate towards your retirement. I can't, without actually sitting with someone, it's kind of hard to say how much money we can actually find, but once you determine that there is a level or an amount of money that you can actually put away, then we need to go ahead and actually start contributing towards that. We are older for a lot longer than we are younger, and our retirement years are key. So to be able to prepare for them, to make sure that we are not outliving our money, it makes total sense. But the preparation starts now.
I appreciate it. Well, I want to be younger. I'm going to stay younger longer. Can you help me? Well, Cameron, I really appreciate helping helping us out with the GPS for your finances and tackling the topic, the ABC's retirement plans. I hope people at home enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Cameron.
No problem.
And until next week, when we have a GPS for your finances right here, 100.7 WHD at 6 a.m., we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.